做的公义不只是他单纯的顺服神的话语。
And this is not the only aspect of the righteousness of Joseph.
我们看第二个角度，约瑟也是沉默的行出神的旨意。
Now the second aspect is in his quiet carrying out of God's command.
我们看沉默的顺服反映出至少两方面的意思。
Quiet obedience reflects two aspects of a person's character.
第一种是沉默，表示对神的信靠，沉默的接受。
This quietness, first of all, is indicative of trusting in God.
第二方面，沉默是代表一个谦卑的态度。
And secondly, the quietness is indicative of your own humility.
你跟我今天做父亲的，我们可以反映一下我们自己对神的反应。
Today, as fathers, we want to think about how we respond to God's command.
常常我们知道这是神的。
A lot of times we know what God's purpose is.
但是我们不沉默，我们埋怨，埋怨，埋怨。
But we're not quiet. We don't just quietly follow God's command, but we complain all the time.
好，如果我们不埋怨的话。
If we don't complain.
然后我们夸耀，夸耀，夸耀。
And all we do is glorify God.
今天很多的见证是埋怨，很多的见证是夸耀。
A lot of today,
today our testimony.
Our testimony, will be in glorification of God, but not in complaining about it.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们可以学习约瑟的第二个，让我们看到他的公义，他是沉默的，默默的能够行出神的旨意。
So this is the second aspect of his righteousness that we could learn from, and is his quiet following of God's purpose.
让我们来看他怎么样把神的旨意行出来。
Now let's take a look at how he carried out God's purpose.
第一方面，约瑟信靠神行出神的旨意来。
First of all, he trusts in the Lord.
我们看到有四次神借了梦跟约瑟讲话。
Here in the Gospel according to Matthew, God had spoken to Joseph four times in dreams.
整个全本的圣经对约瑟来讲，里面约瑟没有讲过一句话。
As you can see in these books of Gospel, Joseph never uttered a word.
所以我们可以讲约瑟是沉默的约瑟。
So we can almost rename him the quiet Joseph.
每次天使接了梦跟约瑟讲话的时候，约瑟只是执行，执行，执行，以行动表示他对神的信心。
And he never said anything. He just quietly followed God's command and the command that was entrusted to him in the dream.
而且神是借着梦，这种很对他来讲是一个很新奇的方法跟他讲话。
This is a quite unique way to speak to people is by the medium of dream.
我们想到新约的约瑟的时候，也许跟旧约的约瑟有相同的地方。
And a lot of times, when we think about the Joseph in the New Testament, actually have a lot in common with the Joseph of the Old Testament.
旧约的约瑟曾经做过两个梦。
In the Old Testament, the Joseph in the Old Testament also had two dreams.
而且解释过三个梦。
And he also had the opportunity to interpret three dreams.
两个人都是神所爱的。
And both of these Josephs were God's beloved children.
我们看到每次神跟约瑟见梦讲话，约瑟多是沉默的去行出神的。
And as we can see here, every time God spoke to him through a dream, all he did was quietly following God's command and did what God had commanded him to do.
我们相信他是对神是有信心的。
From here, you could see his faith in God.
我们来举几个例子呢。
Let's list a couple of examples.
我们看到第二次神借着梦跟约瑟讲话的时候。
Now the second time God spoke to him in a dream.
是在第二章第十三节到第十五节。
Chapter 2 of Matthew, verses 13 to,
to 15.
Okay.
这边讲到了在梦中指示他五个动作。
And again, in the dream, there was five different actions that were commanded of him.
第一个动作是起来。
First, it says get up.
第二个动作是带着小孩同他母亲带着。
The second action that was commanded was take the child and his mother.
第三个是逃往埃及。
Third is to escape to Egypt.
第四个动词是住在那里。
Stay there.
第五个动词是等我吩咐你。
Until I tell you.
我们看到，我也读经的时候，我们需要这样数啊，完完全全约瑟以五个动作来回应。
And Joseph also responded to God's command in five different actions.
起来。
First he got up.
然后夜间带着。
During the night, he took the child and his mother.
然后逃，这边逃没有，就是逃往埃及去了。
And he escaped to Egypt.
然后住在那里。
Where he stayed.
然后一直等神再次跟他讲话，他才走。
And he's waiting for further instructions from God.
哎，我真是很佩服耶稣。
And I really, really admire Joseph.
神跟他讲五个动作，他就做五个动作。
And he did the five things exactly as God had commanded him.
我想到自己，好想到。今天我们做父亲的。
Today, those of us who are fathers,
神给我们五个动作，我们大概做七个动作。
A lot of times, God gave us commands to perform five different actions, but we may end up doing seven.
因为什么我们不放心神讲的话？
Because we don't trust God.
其他两个动作是我加上去，万一神漏掉的话呢，那我来补上去这两个东西。
That's right. We don't trust God. We think God might be missing something. So we add two different actions to what God had commanded.
所以我对约瑟特别欣赏，他做几个，所以我每个动作都在数的。
That's right. So I counted how many different actions he had performed, and I counted that was five, exactly as God has commanded him.
我们看看他第三个梦，神跟他讲话的时候要几个动作，好吧？
And in the third dream,
我们看到第三次他跟他讲话的时候，我们看到在第二章十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
这边神给他三个动作。
And here there were three different actions that were commanded of him.
起来，带着往以色列地去。
Again, that's to get up, to take the child and mother, and to go to the land of Israel.
我们看到完完全全是他按照这三个动作去回应神。
Again, he followed these instructions to the letter and did the three things.
我们看到第四次神在梦中指示他往加利利去的时候。
And then the fourth time when God spoke to him in a dream, God told him to withdraw to the district of Galilee.
在第二章二十二节。
Verse 22 in chapter 2.
那时候约瑟才到了拿撒勒，住在那个地方。
This was when Joseph took his family. He followed God's command, took his family to the district of Galilee and lived there in the town of Nazareth.
真不容易，神叫他到埃及，在那里等他，等到一直等到神吩咐他，他才走。
This was really not easy. He just went wherever God told him.He went to Egypt and he just stayed there and awaiting God's further instruction. And he wouldn't leave Egypt until God gave him those further instructions.
而且吩咐他走的时候，还告诉他你到哪里去，到拿撒勒。
And then God told him to go to the district of Galilee and to the town of Nazareth.
今天假如神叫你到拿撒勒那个地方去的时候，是到一个极小。而且校区又不好的地方，又是环境不好的地方，到那边去。
That's right. Now today, if God commanded you to go to a little town called Nazareth, where the school district was lousy and everything else was no good,
那你可能怎么样？你可能就从什么？就从那个城一直开到 Edison， 或者开到 Princeton， 或者在 Princeton， 因为那边学校好一点。
And you're gonna end up not following God's command, and you're gonna drive right through the town of Nazareth and ended up in Edison, or Plainsboro, or West Windsor, or Princeton, or something.
今天我们中间的做父亲的们要学习约瑟。
So that is why those of us who are fathers today must follow the example of Joseph.
约瑟信靠神才行出神的旨意呢。
In the way He followed God's command strictly to the letter was because he trusted the Lord.
他沉默是表示他信靠神，他没有埋怨。
Now his quietness and his total lack of complaining was indicative of his total faith in God.
另外我们也看到路加福音里面讲到约瑟做的事情。
And in the Gospel according to Luke, we also see the actions of Joseph.
我们看到约瑟跟玛利亚带着小孩婴孩耶稣到圣殿里面去献祭去受主咐。
And here in the book of Gospel according to Luke, we see how the parents, Joseph and Mary, took Jesus to the Holy Temple to be circumcised and to be consecrated to God.
约瑟信靠神行完了神的旨意，行出了神的旨意。
He completely, totally carried out God's command.
他不但是信靠神行出神的旨意，他也是第二方面是谦卑的行完了神的旨意。
He finished God's work in total humility.
我们看到在主耶稣在登山宝训的时候的中心思想就是讲到义。
In Sermon on the Mount, the central theme of Jesus' teaching was righteousness.
而主耶稣在那个时候讲到了，你们跟门徒讲，你们的义要超越过法利赛人跟文士的义。
And the Lord Jesus taught us that we must have a kind of a surpassing righteousness. And he says, your righteousness must surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees.
五章二十节这样讲。
Chapter 5.Verse 20.
因为法利赛人跟文士的义是虚假的虔诚。
Why is it that Jesus wanted to surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees? Because the righteousness of the Pharisees was kind of a phony piousness.
他们忽略了律法的精义。
They neglected the essence of the law.
律法的精义是讲到公正，讲到怜悯，讲到信实。
And what they neglected was the essence of the law, which consisted in justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
法利赛人的义是用炫耀的方式显出来。
And the way the Pharisees demonstrated their righteousness was through a sort of a showing off.
你看到没有？约瑟，而他是谦卑的行出神的义来。
When Joseph carried out his righteous acts, he did it in a very humble way.
谦卑的行出正好就像主耶稣后来所讲的超越了法利赛人的义。
So what he did was exactly what Jesus had commanded, is to practice a kind of righteousness that surpassed the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes.
所以我们看到约瑟是以沉默不显眼的方式去顺服神跟爱人。
He was obedient to God and he loved his fellow man in a very quiet and a non-showy fashion.
今天我们做父亲的应当学约瑟。
And this is why we want to learn from Joseph, those of us who are fathers.
第一，因为他单纯的顺服神的话语。
Number one, it was because of simple obedience to God's word.
第二，他是沉默的行出了神的旨意。
Secondly, in his quiet carrying out of God's purpose.